This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Companies and organizations across a range of industries have been looking for government assistance to help them weather the coronavirus crisis. Even Shakespeare's Globe Theatre warned this week it risks permanent closure if it can't get emergency government funding to make up for lost revenue during London's lockdown. Lord Paul Miners, who played a key role in the UK government's response to the 2008 financial crisis, predicts during this crisis, governments will have bigger roles to play in saving companies from collapse.
The government has said that it will do whatever is necessary. And the prospect for airlines and hospitality industry is three winters in a row. Last winter, this summer is being another winter because they've got no business, no money coming in, and they've got to prepare for the next winter. So they have no alternative. The banks will only support them up to a point, so they have to turn to government. So government is the lender of last resort, the insurer of last resort, and probably the owner of last resort.
This is a fairly unprecedented situation. The government has never really needed to be involved in industries in this way before, has it?
Well, immediately after the Second World War, there was a program of nationalization, which took things like the railways and the coal industry and shipbuilding and telecoms into public ownership. But that was a period of socialism in the feelings of the post-war period. Since then, we've been reversing it. But when you lend money to somebody, you only have a certain number of alternatives. If the person cannot repay you, and a lot of the people who borrowed money under government schemes can't repay, they'll never be able to pay. So what happens in that situation? Well, the government either writes off the debt or it does what we call in banking a debt for equity swap. It says, okay, we will relinquish the amount you owe us, but we'll take a shareholding in your business. I can foresee the government or government agencies becoming quite significant shareholders across a wide swathe of British companies.
And the government does have experience with this, as it did in the last financial crisis with some of the banks like RBS.
Yeah, I think that was rather different. These were huge companies. They were simple business models. What we're talking about now is government having its ownership fingers on probably all types of business imaginable. So government's going to have to work out how it's going to look after those companies. And the obvious answer to me is they create a number of funds, they put these investments into funds, and then they bring in industrialists, commercial companies, private equity to manage each of these funds in a competitive way, but with the government setting down the guidelines, which is not just about squeezing as much cash out of these businesses as you can, but actually running them in responsible ways.
During the last financial crisis, there was a sort of ethical question about the merits of the too big to fail banks and the decisions to bail those companies out. How does the government, in this case, how would it decide who to save and who not to save?
That's a very important question. The government's going to have to work with those companies and decide which ones are strong enough to survive, which ones can never survive, and which really have a bright future. And so we've got to keep questioning about the functions of certain businesses, the progressive decline in bricks and mortar retail to be replaced by online will be accelerated by this. So government needs to think about, you know, are we propping up viable businesses or are we just deferring the inevitable death of other businesses? A government doesn't have the skill to do that.
Is there time to do this? Because, you know, we're working on a day-by-day basis. You know, we see all these developments coming out and businesses asking for help. The government's kind of working in real time to figure this stuff out, isn't it?
It is. And we've seen that in some of the government programs, which didn't work at first. The initial lending schemes to business did not have the effect that was required and had to be rewritten. But yeah, we're making things up as we go along. I was a government minister in the Treasury during the global financial crisis, and that's what we had to do. You're not given a lot of time here, and you will make mistakes. But the government doesn't have any other options. It is there ultimately as the final risk taker. But I would urge government to reach out to experienced, wise people to come in and help them. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who would say, if I could help here, if there's a role where I could use my skills to help the government manage through this crisis, some really good people would come forward.
Be very interesting to see how this plays out then. Lord Paul Myners, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.